This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
See, and look who is in the studio lounge. Caroline Willard.
Who knew?
From the Cornerstone League. How are you?
Who knew? Well, our calendar is new. That's
yes,
new.
Yes. That's right.
And I'm so glad you invited me here today.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, it wouldn't be a GAC without you.
Well, we do go back a ways.
A little bit.
We do. We've been talking for a long time.
Yeah. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, likewise.
Well, thank you.
It's a pleasure, always. And, you know, when you asked, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's really hard to narrow down because there are so many good things happening. And this today is the first mask-free day in Washington, D.C., right?
I mean,
something to celebrate.
Yeah.
But I guess on a broader, more long-lasting scale, what we're excited about right now, sort of nationally, and I know you've already heard Jim Nussel talk about it, but it's this whole financial well-being for all concept.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been working, since I'm on the CUNA board and since I'm also league president, I'm trying to provide that connective tissue between... All right, so if we're doing this national effort to take people helping people into the next chapter, how do we regionalize that?
Mm-hmm,
What does that look like back home?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're super excited because a lot of these things we're talking about are things credit unions have been doing for a long time.
Right.
They're things that Cornerstone's been helping them do for a long time. And so now we're just funneling more energy into that and measuring it,
mm-hmm.
tracking it with baseline and then, you know, subsequent data. So what I'm excited about, I think, more than anything is that, you know, I went to our Cornerstone Foundation executive director, Courtney Moran.
Yeah.
I said, hey, can you give me some examples? I want to give substance, you know, here. And she said, well, think about things that we're already doing. You know, we're already partnering with the National Credit Union Foundation and with the California Credit Union League,
mm-hmm.
To produce the FinHealth conference every
That's
year,
right, yeah.
And it's the connection between financial health and physical health.
Right.
And so that's like one example.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's a whole lot, and I'm sure
a big one right there.
Your conversation with Jim, I'm sure, was interesting because he's pretty fired up about this.
Oh yeah.
Well,
and I think it's the appropriate theme to have for this show. Well, it's always an appropriate theme, I think, but even more so now as what we've come out of the last 18 to 24 months. I just think the theme is spot on.
Yes.
Based on what we've all been through.
So, yes.
And the people that we've helped and those who have helped us as well. So it's such a two-way street.
Yeah, and you know, I think we do need to pause at this moment. We can't let this moment in history pass without taking away some lessons. And to your point, you know, in the middle of this, not even in the middle, in the first few months of this pandemic, our foundation sat down with the Board of Trustees and said, what can we do to make real impact as the world's falling down around us?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so what we landed on is a whole pandemic response strategy. And really the centerpiece of that strategy was when we thought about what will be the most impact, and we thought consumers are going to need to recover from this economic downturn and from, frankly, the psychological downturn that we all had.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we thought, we're going to deputize ourselves. We're going to certify a whole bunch of new FICEP counselors so that these folks can fan out into credit unions all throughout the Cornerstone
mm-hmm.
region
mm-hmm.
and provide free financial counseling to people as they emerge from this pandemic.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we've also partnered over the years with the Louisiana Credit Union League. I think there are about 970 such counselors mm-hmm. in the region now. And so to me, that is something that has traction. It's
Agreed.
Not a press release.
Agreed.
You know,
yeah.
it's not something that's transitory. We're changing people's lives by helping them understand how to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps
mm-hmm.
and make better decisions about their mm-hmm. financial health.
Yeah, that was my next question I was going to ask you. It's like, how do you bring this vision to reality? And then it sounds like that's a great example of it right there.
Yeah, I think one thing that I'm learning serving on the CUNA board and being in kind of just a different vantage point, you know, sitting in a different place, is that partnerships are so, so incredibly important. I mentioned the one that we have with National Credit Union Foundation
mm-hmm.
and the California and Nevada leagues, actually. We also partner with Balance.
Oh, you
and
do? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And so they help us put on, you know, budgeting simulations. We're going to be doing a retirement fair, helping people understand how to plan better for retirement. Mm-hmm. So again, those are ways that a league mm-hmm. can take the concept of financial well-being for all and then look around, see who's already doing something great, mm-hmm. and then amplify that, maybe repackage it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, this, let's not duplicate effort. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that we're tapping into the great things that are already out there.
And then you can distribute this message, this initiative, this effort, so to speak, to all the credit union members.
Yes.
In Texas and
Arkansas and Oklahoma. Yes.
Yeah,
yes. I think that's what's important, because one person can never do enough. We've got to deputize one another. We've mm-hmm. got to lock arms. Mm-hmm. And so we're also locking arms with Inclusive. We've recently sort of strengthened our relationship with Inclusive, because the other thing that I think is really important, and we need to be able to measure this, is the presence of CDFI institutions in our footprint.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, we do have a few dozen in the Cornerstone region. I think we should have triple that amount.
Easily.
And so that's another way that we're looking. Okay, we're partnering with Inclusive. Mm-hmm. We want to create more of these community development financial institutions. Mm-hmm. So then our foundation is also going to come in behind, because there are fees associated with going through that process.
Right.
Our foundation now is committed to coming in behind and helping with grant money.
Really? Okay.
To help people get this status, because we feel, again, this is a way to meaningfully connect with the community. And oh, by the way, after we've done it, we'll have a great story to tell elected mm-hmm. officials.
Mm-hmm.
We are touching your communities. We are serving maybe communities of modest means, mm-hmm. communities of color. And so that's the kind of thing. It's like, let's not do something that's just quick and easy.
Yeah.
Let's do something that's going to grow and live over time.
I'm glad you mentioned the whole CDFI thing, because we just had Jeannie Cousy on from Jetstream Federal Credit Union, which I think is the coolest credit union name ever. But anyway, that's my opinion.
It totally is.
That's a pretty cool name.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name.
But
Jeannie's been a big proponent of the CDFI program, and they are a CDFI organization, and she actually just testified in front of Congress, or the banking subcommittee, I get them all mm-hmm. mixed up, but anyway, mm-hmm. about what her credit union and other credit unions are doing with the CDFI, hoping to get a little bit more of those funds for next year.
Yes.
So you got to talk to the people that hold the purse strings. So I just think, I think what that direction is fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm also a big believer in windows of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funds don't last forever. We've got to pounce on this.
Oh, of course.
You know, course. While there's definitely support for it, there mm-hmm. are funds for it, mm-hmm. and so now is the time to just really enhance that effort. And you know, I love it when credit unions like Jeannie tell their stories, mm-hmm. because there are so many great ones. I thought about this too as I was getting ready for today. I thought, who do I love? I mean, I love all my members, of course. But GECU out in El Paso, for example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do some awesome stuff in their communities. They do more than 10,000 free tax returns a year through VITA program.
Wow.
Right? Border Federal Credit Union also does that. Border Federal Credit Union takes it a step further. They've begun doing free tax returns for incarcerated people. So that if they don't have that resource, obviously they're not in the most shining point of their lives, right?
Right.
And so that's another way that credit unions are branching out. We know that Credit Human, talk about a credit union that lives its mission every single day in San Antonio. They've been fighting for years to eradicate payday lending within the San Antonio market. They've deployed, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but they've deployed ITMs, interactive teller machines, so that they have technology that can take care of the, you know, the more routine transactions, so that they can save their humans
mm-hmm.
for the more consultative kinds of sit downs with members.
Right.
And so that's a different spin on it, right? That, you know, yes, you can use technology to better deliver on your mission.
I want to talk to them. I want to find out how that's going.
They're amazing. They're amazing.
I'm calling them tomorrow.
You should. Yeah. I will give you a phone
number. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes,
indeed. That's a great story.
Yes.
That's a great story.
So I love that. And that. So those are some of the things that we're doing mm-hmm. in the Cornerstone footprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm never shy about you know, amplifying all that, because I do think it's important. We want to share good examples. We want to be good stewards of one another, mm-hmm. right? We want to keep each other honest.
Yeah.
We've got to keep reaching for this stuff. So that's locally. Can I talk to you about something international?
Yes, you can. I think you have a prop for me.
I have a prop. If it wasn't so awkward to do it, I would actually put this on. But this vest has a patch on it that says Climb Africa. Mm-hmm. It's a partnership that Lois Kitch is starting up. I know you know Lois.
Yep, and she's going to be in the studio lounge here momentarily.
And she is a force of nature.
Oh my gosh, is she ever.
So Lois approached a few dozen of us about this effort, pairing up with the COSCA, some of our friends in African credit unions. And I know she's going to talk to you about what the effort is in order to build a credit union academy mm-hmm. on the African continent. Mm-hmm. But there are a few dozen of us who are actually going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Really?
In October, yes.
I know you're there.
You know this
you
is my jam.
You are the adventure.
I am the adventure queen. And I had been wanting to do this for so long. But
really?
You pair up that adventure with something that's meaningful to credit unions, and it really helps us... really spread the credit union mission and create better educational opportunities.
How exciting.
On another continent.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not be more excited. And so, one of my league president brethren, Juan out in New Mexico, mm-hmm. he's going to be climbing with me. So we are busy on our treadmills and our stair climber machines getting trained up.
Yeah.
Yes. So I know Lois will do a much better job of talking about it. But since I'm part of the climb team, I also wanted to mention
it. I can't wait. I can't wait for her to come in here. Yeah, she pinged me an email and said, hey, can I come in and talk to this? And I was like, are you kidding me? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All the time you need.
And it's from the mind of Lois Kitch, right?
Yeah.
You know, she's one of these people who just thinks big mm-hmm. and is not afraid to ask for the help so that we can do something.
Yeah. Well, well done on getting involved in that, and
thank
good
you.
Luck with your climb as well.
Thank you. Pray for me.
I will. Yeah, that's not an easy climb for sure. Hey, before I let you go, what are you hearing in the hallways here? What's the talk going on in the hallways that you're hearing?
You know, we think that this is, I mean, we started with this, you and I, this morning. This is a moment for credit unions that, you know, we've just come through this pandemic. Let's make sure and tell those stories on the Hill about things that credit unions have done, the PPP loans that they've done, the ways they've connected with their communities,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because that resonates with lawmakers. Frankly, there's not a lot getting moved in Congress right now. So let's be the people with the white hats.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we fight for the best operating environment we can
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for credit unions, because we have done so much to help mm-hmm. during this really difficult time.
Indeed. Yeah, there's so many stories, as we well know. I mean, literally thousands of stories over the last couple of years.
It's
just amazing
beautiful
stuff.
Thing.
So good stuff. All right, Caroline, well, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
You always deliver. So it's always wonderful having you here. And just congrats on all the success that you've achieved and your league. Oh my gosh. And then being a part of this Lois's group. Yeah, it's never ends.
It's all great.
Good job.
All right,
there she is, Caroline Willard, Cornerstone League. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Yay!
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.